The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What does it mean? What is involved in believing in Jesus for everlasting life? And what is soul sleep? Does the Bible talk about that? Welcome to Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society. This is our podcast and radio broadcast ministry, and we're so glad you've joined us today. Bob Wilkin and Dave Renfro will be along in just a moment to talk about these questions and give their answers. By the way, the Grace Evangelical Society is starting an online seminary that will be free for all who maintain at least a B average. You can earn an MDiv degree. For more information, application, or registration, go to the seminary's website, gesseminary.org. Everything you need is right there, gesseminary.org. I'll repeat this at the end of today's discussion, which starts right now. Here are Bob Wilkin and David Renfro.
David, I think you've got a question from G.A.
G.A. says, is a person saved by believing that all who believe in him have eternal life, or by believing that all who believe in his promise of eternal life have eternal life? I find it easier to believe the first one. What is your scriptural support for your answer?
Okay, well, I find G.A.'s question to be a little bit confusing.
Do you too?
No, get back.
Go on with you.
All right. Well, when you think about, for example, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but has everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
We used to sing a song at First Baptist Dallas when I was an intern there in the high school department. Whosoever surely meaneth me. And I like the song. And the point is, this is G.A.'s first part of the question. Is it believing that whoever believes in him has everlasting life and will never perish? Yes. The second part of his question is it believing that because I believe in him, I have everlasting life, and I will never perish? And the answer is yes.
And you stand firmly on both sides, don't you?
But there's no contradiction between the two. Because if I believe that whoever believes in him has everlasting life, will never perish, then I know that applies to me. So the only way I could lack assurance under that scenario is if I say believing in Jesus is unknowable. Mm-hmm. Which is what the Calvinist says,
sure.
Right? The Calvinist will say, I know that everyone who believes in Jesus has everlasting life because they are, and they will throw in all their points. Christ died for them, they
right.
are elect, you know, they have irresistible grace, blah, blah, blah. And then they will say, but I can't know that I truly believe, so I've got to look at my works to see if I really believe. Well, then they don't believe John 3:16.
Right.
Because then instead of whoever believes in him, it's whoever truly believes in him. And I think that's G.A.'s problem. I think G.A. is somehow getting involved in truly believing. There is no truly believing. You either believe or you don't believe. So let's talk about scriptural support. How about John 3:16? Pretty simple. Whoever believes in him will not perish but has everlasting life. Or another passage that might help G.A. a little more. Thinking about John 11:25 to 27, Jesus is talking to Martha, the brother of Lazarus, and he says, I am the resurrection and the life.
Mm-hmm.
And then he explains each part. As the resurrection, he says, he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. This mm-hmm. is the promise of resurrection into the kingdom, not just general resurrection. Everybody's going to be generally resurrected. This is the promise of the resurrection of the believer,
mm-hmm.
that they will be in the kingdom. It's a promise of eternal security. Then, as the life, he says, he who lives and believes in me shall never die. In other words, there's no loss of everlasting life.
Right.
He is the life. He gives everlasting life. And if I'm a living person who believes in Jesus, one thing you know about me is I'll never die spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says to Martha, do you believe this? Her answer is not, wow, Lord, I don't know. How would I know? Let me look at my fruit.
Yeah, don't rush me on this.
She says, yes, Lord. And then she explains why she knows it's true. She doesn't just repeat what he said. She says, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who's to come into the world.
Right.
She knows the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, that is the King of Israel, guarantees that all who believe in him has everlasting life. In other words, she already believes the message of John 3:16. Here is an individual saying, I know that applies to anybody, but it also applies to me. And yes, I believe that. Does John 3:16 apply to me or not?
Well, it may be that he's saying, if I personally believe, we're talking the content of saving faith,
right.
You know, what I must believe. He may be saying, am I saved if I believe simply the statement that all who believe in him have eternal life? Is that the content of saving faith?
Well, yes, if you recognize what that means.
I would say in an indirect way, yes.
Right. But you have to know what that means.
Right.
The Calvinists would say that's true, but we don't know who truly believes, so therefore they don't really believe it. And an Arminian would say, well, that's true for initial salvation, but in order to keep it,
you've got
to keep on. So that's not believing it either.
No.
What you need to recognize is the very moment you believe, you are secure forever. And that's true of everybody, and it's true of me. Now, it is sadly true that there are some people like the Calvinist and even like Arminians who will say, well, yeah, whoever truly believes in Jesus has everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll even say we'll never perish. But whether Arminian or Calvinist, they say if you fail to persevere, well, you're going to perish.
Don't they say if you fail, then that means you weren't saved in the first place?
When we were at Dallas Seminary, that was what we were taught the Calvinist position was.
Mm-hmm.
However, since then, there are new Calvinists who say, for example, Tom Schreiner and Ardell Kennedy, they have a book called The Race Set Before Us, and they say there's initial salvation that's by faith alone apart from works, and final salvation that's by works. And you must persevere to the end of your life to win final salvation.
Wow.
So they don't say the old, you prove you weren't saved in the first place. Now, there are still some Calvinists like that.
Oh, yeah.
But there are a lot of Calvinists. John Piper does this, too. He says there's final salvation. For example, he has a famous talk. You can look it up online. If you don't fight lust, you'll go to hell. That's a Calvinist saying that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so the Calvinist position today is very similar to the Arminian position that you must persevere to get this final salvation. What Jesus taught is salvation is final the moment you believe. And there's no special belief. There's no, all you got to do is believe the promise. So, G.A., I would encourage you, if you lack assurance and you're going through doubt, pray about it. God yeah. loves you to pray about it and read the Gospel of John.
Yeah, personally, I think the John 11 passage that you quoted is crucial because do you believe this? He's asking Martha, do you really believe that I can give you everlasting life? And it's a simple yes or no answer. Can I give somebody everlasting life?
Yeah, and maybe even stronger, I guarantee it.
You can say that too, yeah.
I guarantee that the one who believes me has it. And her answer is yes.
Yeah,
of
absolutely.
Course. That's an affirmative.
And I also like John 6:47. It's
yes.
just incredibly plain. He who believes in me has everlasting life, period.
That's it.
Well, you know, the stuff that you're talking about with Calvinism and Arminianism to me is a human pollution of God's grace.
Did you make that up just now?
I made
now?
It up all
a
by...
A human pollution of God's grace. I like that.
And so many people that, well, I went to seminary with or in college before seminary, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I think graduated from DTS confused on this issue. And if there is ever an issue that you need to be clear about, it's this one right here. You can be, you know, you can be confused about a lot of other doctrines or teachings in the Bible. This one, I think, requires that we be very, very clear on what does the word believe mean, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then move from there to other very clear definitions of what these words in the Bible mean. What did it, if you were Joe or Josephine Israel and you're following Jesus and you heard this, he who believes in me, what would that come up in that culture? Because we're trying to understand that as Jesus pronounced it back then.
Yeah, and if people lose their grip on the simplicity of faith and the simplicity of the free gift of everlasting life, it has devastating impact on their Christian life.
Why isn't what Jesus said good enough?
That's
it's like,
great.
You know, when he says, he who believes in me has everlasting life, why do you have to change that?
Amen.
Okay, we have another question from Linda. The ones that are dead in Christ, are they sleeping or do they know where they are? And what are they doing?
Good question, Glenda. This is a little bit confusing for people because in the New Testament, the expression sleep is sometimes used to refer to the death of believers.
Physical death.
For example, in John 11, Lazarus is sleeping, and they say, well, then he'll be fine. And then Jesus said, well, no, he's dead.
Right.
Later on, Paul talks about the dead in Christ will rise first, 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17. A different Greek word is used for death in chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians from 5. It's koimao in chapter 4. That's always the death of a believer. It doesn't refer to a person who's literally asleep. Cults like Jehovah's Witnesses say that believers have soul sleep after
soul
they
sleep.
Die. But what we know is the believers are aware, they're conscious, because Paul says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Right.
The believer who is physically dead is quote-unquote sleeping, but the person is alert and aware. Now, do they know what's going on earth? I doubt it, maybe, but do they know what's going on in heaven? Absolutely. And they're certainly part of the worshiping community in heaven, and they're experiencing time differently than we do, so that with them, time is moving very quickly for them, so that someone who passed, let's say, in the year 2000 may think it's only been a few minutes since they passed.
Right.
Great question, Glenda, but no, those who have died in Christ, as well as unbelievers who've died, are alert and aware. And by the way, an example of the unbeliever would be Luke 16, 19 through 31. Both the rich man and Lazarus are aware and alert, knowing what's going on.
Right.
Well, thanks so much, y'all, and keep
grace
in
focus.
Thank you, David.
The Grace Evangelical Society is starting an online seminary where you can take specific classes or earn an MDiv degree. Go to the seminary's website, gesseminary.org. If you're interested, we need to hear from you soon. For information or to register, go to gesseminary.org. That's gesseminary.org. Are you interested in finding other Free Grace believers just like yourself in your area? Well, you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, what about the Faith Alone message, and how do we know that Jesus guarantees everlasting life to all who believe? We'll see you next time. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.